Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the best advice about your online teaching business. I'm Lindsay Williams, an online language teacher from the UK, and I'm your host. Now, each episode, before we begin, I like to recommend something to you. And this episode, my recommendation for you is pretty special. It's my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free and available on demand, whenever, wherever you want it, just like your favorite bingeable box set. And even if you've already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So, what are you waiting for? Get close to the internet right now, visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining and get your free access now. And, well, there might just be a special offer waiting for you when you do. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining. Now, let's get into today's show. A creative vocabulary idea that I used a lot in the face-to-face classroom. This one adapts quite well online with a little preparation. So, the basis of this idea is that you have a hexagon consisting of triangles with each touching edge having a word on either side. So, for example, this could be either opposites. So, maybe on one side you've got hot, and then on the other side on a different triangle you've got the word cold, and that matches up. Or maybe it's the same word in two different languages. So, for example, it's hot on one side of that touching edge, and then on the other side on a different triangle that fits into that space is chaud, right? Hot in French. Now, the second method in particular, so that idea of having the two languages, it can be used for so many vocabulary topics, basically everything, right? So once you've created a template for this, you've got something that you can recreate again and again and again really, really easily. Now, if you create this in Google Docs, this is a great chance to send something to students as an extra resource that they can print, cut up themselves, and use outside of lesson time as a resource. You're giving them a resource, a physical resource, which is like quite a cool thing to be able to give to your students, especially when you've got this template and it's nice and easy to work with. But in terms of doing this online, that's going to take a little bit of preparation. Still can be done, no problem. So this would be within Google Slides. Now, once you've created your hexagon, okay, so you've got an idea of how this is going to work. You've made this on your Google Slides, this hexagon. Copy that whole slide and shuffle those triangles around on one slide only. So the way to do this is to make, and you can, the cool thing about this is it can be as big or as small as you like. So, you know, probably the smallest you're looking at like 3, 5, 5, maybe like 15, 16 in your little tiny, tiny hexagon. And then you can make it as big as you want, right? Just adding more rows. And so you would go into shapes, you would create a triangle, you then kind of create another one, you flip it so it's the other way around, you put it nice and flush against that, and then you make another one and you repeat and copy and paste those rows as you get them. Then add in the space, the text boxes for the words, and then add the words as you need. The alternative would be that you could maybe make this in Canva. So maybe each triangle you make is like its own image, and then you save all of these as PNG. So you'd need to be, I think, on Canva Premium, so you could save them without the background, so they could slot in to each other, next to each other. And then you can insert them there, so the words stay nice and cleanly on the triangles. So yeah, when you've got your hexagon, however you choose to create it, copy that whole slide and shuffle those triangles around on one slide only. So this leaves you with essentially like an answer sheet with the intact hexagon on one slide, and that's your finished example of what a student's own attempt should look like once finished. And then it's a great chance then for students to, especially students who love that kind of like tactile element of lessons, which can be quite difficult with online stuff. Here you're giving them a chance to really play around with the mouse, move things about, play with the language. You know, so students that you found maybe prefer or maybe struggling a bit with the online of it being quite like almost two-dimensional, this is giving them that 3D element, okay? But something to note here that's quite cool. is to play with homographs. So this could be that you have multiple triangles, especially, you know, if you're doing the opposites, you've maybe got multiple triangles with different pairings. So in English, this might be that you have one that says light and dark and then light and heavy, right? So that could be something that you consider then for more advanced students who will be able to spot these two meanings for the same word, light. But it might be worth considering avoiding this if you're creating something for a beginner student who that would just be beyond confusing. Okay, so homographs, they can be a lot of fun to play with here, but also something just to watch out. You've been enjoying Teach Languages Online, the podcast for online language teachers and budding ones too, brought to you by me, Lindsay Williams of Lindsay Does Languages. If you want more from me this episode, may I recommend my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free, it's available on demand, and even if you already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So grab the internet right now. Visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teacher training to get your free access. And remember, I'm here to help you and answer your questions. So get in touch. Now it's even easier because you can leave me a voice message to share your questions. Simply scroll to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click the link next to send in a voice message. And you never know, it might just be your question I answer next time. You can find everything you need from this show over at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teach languages online. Have a great week and share this episode with a friend you know will love it too. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye.